Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, 88.9 FM, and today we're talking with Heather Darsh. And Heather is the curator for the Missisquoi Museum. So welcome, Heather.
Thanks, Maureen.
And today we're going to be talking about the Eastern Townships Heritage Fair. That's coming up this Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Eaton Corner Museum. So tell us about the Heritage Fair, Heather.
Well, I think it's going to be a great afternoon. We have historical societies that dot the Eastern Townships coming to talk to the public about what they do. They'll be bringing books to sell, and they'll be bringing pictures to show with lots of little stories, too, so that the public can ask questions about their own history, genealogy, how to care for photographs and that sort of thing. And townships historical societies will include the Missisquoi Historical Society, where I'm from, mm-hmm. and also from Brome, Uplands, closer in Lennoxville, Georgeville, the Eaton Corner Museum itself, of course. A lot of historical societies will be represented.
Okay, and it's organized by the Quebec Anglophone Heritage Network?
That's right, it is.
Okay, and tell us about the Quebec Anglophone Heritage Network.
Well, basically, it's we call it QAN, mm-hmm. just to give it a short version for you, but it's an umbrella group. It's a network that allows historical societies right across the province to connect with one another, and it provides information where you can find resources, expertise. It publishes the Quebec Heritage News 4 times a year, mm-hmm. Which is a magazine that is a wonderful resource for researchers and for historians. And it's really the hub of where we find all our information, and it's a wonderful network. And it's located in Sherbrooke in Lennoxville, and its executive director, Matthew Farfan, is the one that actually came up with this project idea.
Okay, fantastic. So it sounds like a great project, a great idea for people to get in touch with their past and their genealogy. A lot of people interested in that in the townships.
Oh, I think so. And as ancestry has become more popular, we're seeing a rise in interest in our archives and in our collections as well. So this is a great opportunity to see everybody in one location down in Eaton Corner on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the Eaton Corner Museum, that is located at 374 Route 253 in Cookshire, Eaton. So that's this Friday, October 13th, 1 to 4 p.m. Is there any admission for the fair?
No, not at all. There'll also be a musician, Terry Howell, who's a well-known fiddler in the townships. He'll be providing music. And Nick Fonda, who's a well-known historian and author, is also going to be there, mm-hmm. with his book called Richmond Now and Then.
Okay.
And so there's admission. There's the museum will be open that day, mm-hmm. as well, and I believe there may be an admission to see the museum, but for the Heritage Fair itself, you can come on in to the Foss House and we'll all be there.
Okay, and how many did you say would be there again about?
I think there'll be about 8 historical societies, mm-hmm. Representing the history of the region, and QAN itself will have its own table, and Townshippers Association will be there as well.
Okay, because it's in partnership with the Townshippers Association, I guess, too, right? The project, the fair?
That's right, it is. It is indeed, for sure.
Okay, that's great.
Well, we hope that people will come down, rain or shine, we'll be there. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be a fun afternoon, and lots of information is available, and people can walk away with if not brochures, then at least they can sign up for appointments if they want to come in and visit an archives. And of course, we're always looking for volunteers, and if you'd like to become a member of any of the historical societies, we'll be very prepared to sign you up as well.
Okay, that sounds good. So you're always looking for volunteers too in the different museums and organizations?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
And what type of volunteer would you, what kind of type of work?
Oh, well, there's all kinds. If the Historical Society has an archives or a museum, they're always looking for people to help catalog and accession new objects and items into a collection, looking for photographers to digitize our collections, and people that have strong backs and arms, you know, to move chairs mm-hmm. and tables for events, and people to sit on boards, and people to look for funding, and that sort of thing. So it's all kinds of volunteer opportunities for sure.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds like something for anybody to get involved with. Very exciting. Is this the first year that you've had the Heritage Fair?
It is, actually. It's coming on the end of a project that Kwan has been doing called Diversifying Resources to Ensure the Advancement of Mission, DREAM for short, okay. which has been a series of conferences right across the province that we've been educating people about how to diversify their funding programs, such as, you know, event fundraising and that sort of thing. So we've had experts coming in to speak to our members about that sort of thing. And so the project is winding down now, and this is the end of the project with the Heritage Fair.
Okay, that sounds pretty exciting. I didn't hear about that. So lots of fundraising information, I guess, too, eh?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. And we're actually starting off the morning. That particular part of the morning is actually just for the heritage groups to talk about fundraising and event fundraising and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But we'll certainly have information about that as well at the Heritage Fair at the Kwan table.
Mm-hmm. Okay, at the Kwan table. Who is, if somebody wants to get in touch with Kwan, is there a number and a person to call that's the manager at the office in Sherbrooke?
Yes, definitely. Dwayne Wilkin is actually the person that's been in charge of the DREAM project. Mm-hmm. So you can contact Dwayne mm-hmm. Wilkin or Matthew Farfan at the office. And the office is open today and until Friday. Of course, we'll be there at Eaton Corner on Friday. Mm-hmm. But you can call 819-564-6872. Or toll-free 1-877-964-0409.
Okay, good. We have two numbers, one toll-free. And is it going to be inside in case it rains, or some outside? Or
a little bit will be outside, but yes, that rain or shine will be there. And most of the Heritage Fair itself is inside the newly renovated Foss House, which mm-hmm. is a really great little place for the Eaton Corner Museum to hold events.
Okay, that sounds great. So I know that they've done a lot of renovation, a lot of very enthusiastic people out there looking after the museum, so that's great too.
For sure, indeed.
Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Heather?
No, I think it's going to be a really fun day, and you know, it's a great day to perhaps come down and see the fall colors as well on your way down to Eaton Corner, and so a lot of historians will be there waiting to answer all your questions.
Okay, that sounds great, because it is in a very picturesque part of the Eastern Townships.
It is indeed, yes.
Okay, well, thanks, Heather, and all the best on the event.
Well, thank you, Maureen.
Okay, bye.
Bye now.